session, or are we just giving a quick update?
We're good, thank you.
I'll give some more explanatory notes.
All right, so we're going to take 10 minutes or so just to get a brief update from Thomas as to where we are on the motion for the IGO, INGO, PDP.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. I'm Thomas Rickert, and I'm chairing the PDP Working Group on the Protection of IGO and IGO Names. And following up to our discussion that we had yesterday and the questions that the councillors as well as other GNSO members asked, I thought it would be worthwhile to provide some more background information and explanations to why the motion is in front of the council as it is now. You will remember that we had quite an extensive debate surrounding Resolve Clause number 5 and the alternative language in there. And the reason for that is twofold. We have two motions that are in there, or two recommendations that are in there, which only received strong support but significant opposition during the consensus call that we carried out as a working group. And these two recommendations are conditional to each other. So in essence, what it means is that we need to talk about two layers to better understand the motion or the draft motion. The first layer is whether or not IGO acronyms should be added to the Trademark Clearinghouse. That recommendation got strong support but significant opposition. The second layer is that should we answer positively that the IGO acronym should be added to the Trademark Clearinghouse, then another recommendation that got strong support but significant opposition would need to be discussed, i.e. whether those designations should benefit from Sunrise service on top of a 90 days claim service. Now, why do we burden the resolution or the draft motion with all this information? And the reason is, and this is sort of the answer to your question, whether we want the council to make policy, which should be done by the GNSO in the PDP working group. And in my view, the answer is no, because we did the consensus call, and up to very shortly before the deadline for the reply period ended, we were still lacking input from two groups in the GNSO. One group has responded in writing, which sort of elevated one of the recommendations that were still sort of uncertain as to the consensus level to consensus. But then this very recommendation that got strong support but significant opposition would be a consensus position if the one missing group said yes to it. If it doesn't, it sticks with strong support but significant opposition. But if the group supports it, it would be a consensus position. And therefore, the council or this, we need to await, and I guess that is the best way forward, the discussions of all groups on Tuesday to then find out whether sort of our consensus call can be completed by taking into account and putting into the equation feedback from the last missing group. And then it may well be that the group says no to IGO acronym inclusion into the TMCH, and then the recommendation will still be at the SSBSO level. And if they support the inclusion into the TMCH, then it will be a consensus position. The second question, i.e. the question whether or not certain designations should benefit from the Sunrise service, which is the second recommendation that only got strong support but significant opposition, would then subsequently need to be discussed. Now, technically, some of you might argue that this would be a question that needs to be pushed back to the working group to be answered there, but we thought it would be worthwhile asking council or the groups represented in the GNSO council whether they would be open to considering to support Sunrise services for these designations. Because if no group or only a few group said that they would do so, then it would be a moot exercise to give this back to the working group for deliberation, if ultimately the outcome would be no different than staying at the strong support with significant opposition level. Now, these were two explanations that I wanted to give to you to better understand why we phrased the motion as we did. I'm afraid I can't give you a more definitive answer as to the outcome. We will only learn that on Tuesday evening, and I hope that our council leadership will be generous enough to allow for another couple of minutes on Tuesday evening, because by then, once we get feedback from the groups, I will be able to either draft the motion in a way that reflects the either or other solution. And the solution may be that we can get rid of resolution number 5 or resolve clause number 5 in its entirety, or that we can other group it should we have a consensus position going along with it. Now, I hope that this has not been a statement to add to confusion. At least it was my intention to provide for more clarity. But sometimes, and I really take the blame for that, you know, we've been working on that for so long that you take certain information or a sequence of happenings for granted, but I'm sure that not all of the councillors and their groups could understand this by just reading the motion in isolation, which is why I wanted to provide and offer additional information. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Thomas. It's helpful additional information. Just to be clear on this Tuesday session, I mean, it's unfortunate. There's some potential scheduling clash, and I'm not sure how easy it is going to be for all councillors to participate. The intention behind the session was specifically to create a space to discuss this once we knew the outcomes of the constituency and stakeholder group discussions. So, and as far as I can see, right now, this is the only topic that we really need to deal with at that session. So, contrary to being generous to giving you any time, I think that is the purpose of the session, is to try and get into shape, as it were, on this motion. So, any other comments or questions from Thomas, Marika?
This isn't really a question, but maybe more of a comment on that meeting, because even if not all council members are there, hopefully those council members that are there are able to represent or share their stakeholder group or constituency position and be able indeed to address the question on the resolved clause 5.
If I may add, certainly we are in constant contact with the one group that is whose input is missing so far, so we will take care of ensuring that we get the information on Tuesday. Nonetheless, I would very much appreciate if councillors could check back with their groups with respect to the question of whether they want to open up and discuss the question of sunrise protections, because if there was no support for that or no significant support for that, we would not need to discuss that very item and push it back to the working group, even if the one missing group supported IGO inclusion into the TMCH.
John?
So I think I've caught my tail in reviewing this motion. So looking at 5, there is the first bit, which is the council notes that there are several recommendations and we reserve the right. Okay, that's the first bit, is we reserve the right. Yes? And then we have, or we can go to what you've got labeled here as council recommends and then A. So the A is, it's all good, trademark clearinghouse and eligible for sunrise. And then there's another or, we've got the, it'd be an and, I guess, and the acronyms are eligible for the trademark clearinghouse. And then the last bit is, and those acronyms are eligible for sunrise. All right, that's it, no?
And this bit that I was speaking to is B.
Right.
And if B fails, then we don't win. Then we
don't do C.
And A. But Mary, you might wish to chime in and provide more input on that.
Mary?
So, John, this is Mary. I'm not sure I understand the question, so please stop me if I'm answering the wrong question. So, first of all, A, B, and C of Clause 5, the alternative Clause 5, are not interdependent. They relate to different recommendations, A to the Red Cross, B to IGOs, and C to the INGOs. what Thomas is talking about, as he said, is B. While all of them talk about sunrise, the issue for the IGOs is a little bit different, and here's why. Because for the Red Cross and the INGOs, the condition there is really if you vote okay for the consensus recommendations in Clause 1. Because those identifiers in 5A and 5C are already dealt with in a consensus recommendation. The difference, therefore, is Clause B, which deals with IGOs. Those identifiers are the acronyms of the IGOs, and there is no consensus at this point that IGO acronyms go into the Trademark Clearinghouse. And that's why we thought we should highlight this point today. Forget about the sunrise. We don't even get to the sunrise yet. The first point for folks to consider is whether IGO acronyms go into the Trademark Clearinghouse at the second level. Is that right, Thomas? Did I get that right? And as Thomas said earlier, this particular question, whether IGO acronyms go into the clearinghouse for the second level, is not at the moment a consensus recommendation, but it's short by very little.
That answers the question. Thank you.
Just
this is Chuck.
Can I? Okay. I was looking to the wrong person, I guess. This is Chuck Gomes. Just for clarity, so that we're all on the same page, for the Red Cross and the IOC, there's already consensus recommendation, working group consensus, that those would go into the Trademark Clearinghouse and would apply to the acronyms, okay, and would apply to both Sunrise and Claim Service. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, that's what I misunderstood.
So the identifiers for the Red Cross and the INGOs in Clause 5, there is consensus they will go into the clearinghouse for claims. So the only question for those identifiers for RCRC and INGOs in Clause 5 is, do you guys want to talk about Sunrise? Whereas for the IGO acronyms, it is two questions. First, should they even go into the clearinghouse? And secondly, do you want to talk about Sunrise?
Chuck again. So for, let me see if I've got it straight. I'm having trouble, and I was on this working group. You need to do a better job of keeping us straight, Thomas. So for IGOs, they differ from INGOs and the Red Cross in that acronyms for those two have already been approved, recommended via consensus policy to go in the Trademark Clearinghouse?
Only certain acronyms of the Red Cross and none of the INGOs.
Oh, none of the INGOs. That's where I lost it. So if we get consensus on IGOs for them going in the Trademark Clearinghouse, then the question comes up whether Sunrise applies. Okay, sorry about that. I think I have it straight.
Just a comment here. I mean, Jeff's next in line, but by definition, once something's in the clearinghouse, it must have some function that derives from that. The minimum function is claims, and the secondary optional function is Sunrise. Is that correct, Mary?
Yes, and there actually is consensus that if, big if, IGO acronyms are in the clearinghouse, that they get claims. And that is why this question of IGO acronyms, second level clearinghouse, is the threshold question for IGO acronyms.
My concern is I think you create confusion in a sense, because by definition, going into the clearinghouse creates
correct.
A service.
So,
Jeff, yes, please.
Just come up a level here, right? The GNSO Council is not the policymaking body, right? We don't have all the facts and figures and all the data and everything that you guys as the working group did for a year or more in making this determination. But it almost seems like you're asking the council to solve this issue to make a choice. That's what it sounds like to me. What am I missing?
No, I'm sorry if I made it sound that wasn't the point. I think the reason why we wanted this session was because we know that all of you will be discussing it with your constituencies and stakeholder groups on Tuesday. And almost all of those groups did have representation in the working group. However, it is you folks who are going to come back on Wednesday to vote. So we wanted to make sure that everyone had as much and as accurate information as possible. Even though the motion's so long and involved, it could not possibly capture a lot of the things that are in the report. So since you had representatives on the group and since the report's been out for a while, we just wanted to add clarity, if possible. Not to ask the council to change its role.
Right, but we had discussed different options yesterday about potentially removing number five.
Right, so what Thomas said was that if there is a sense, I'm not going to use consensus words, but if there is a sense in the GNSO that IGO acronyms should not go into the clearinghouse, then we could, well, first let me back up. If there is a sense that IGO acronyms are not going into the clearinghouse, that's one thing. If there's also a sense that regardless, we don't want to talk about Sunrise, we being the GNSO, then we can simply just drop Clause 5 altogether. Because then there's no consensus on either IGO acronyms in the clearinghouse or Sunrise for any of these organizations.
This is Chuck. Can I correct something Jeff said? You do have all the facts. You probably haven't had time to read them all. They're in the report.
I did read the report. Okay, yes, we have all the facts, but we're not the ones that were analyzing it. You guys are the ones in the group that are supposed to make the recommendation. The fact that you couldn't come to a consensus recommendation, you know, is something that in my mind should either go back to the group to come to a consensus recommendation or be dropped, as opposed to saying, well, because we always hate it. Look, be honest in this room. We hate it when the board gets these questions and then has to make a top-down decision because it's got differing opinions. A lot of us don't like that. But you're almost asking the council to do that because I'm assuming, my assumption is that the groups were all involved in helping the constituency stakeholder group member come to their view. I know in the registries, Chuck and David did a great job of bringing that to us. So the discussion, the reasons why the registry stakeholder group did not agree with that one recommendation, I, you know, call me crazy, especially after that last presentation. I can't imagine us, you know, changing our mind on that. We may, but I can't imagine that happening.
Yeah, Jeff, Chuck, this is Chuck again. First of all, I understand what you're saying, but keep in mind the working group doesn't have any guidelines that say you should only put forward recommendations that reach working group consensus. And so, to me, just me saying this, here's this is a management issue for the council in terms of, okay, is strong support good enough to go forward, or does it need at least consensus? Neither one of us, the council or the working group, have that guidance. Okay, so in my opinion, it is kind of a management decision there, probably one you'd rather not have, and I appreciate that.
So this is Thomas. I just heard from Jonathan that we need to wrap up, and we should. But let me just add one more point. It's not that we ask council to make a value judgment for IGO acronyms. It's just that we were missing one part or one piece of information in the consensus call, and we would not have done the consensus call justice by neglecting that fact, particularly in the light of that one voice being decisive to elevate this recommendation from SSBSO to consensus. So on Tuesday evening, we will be wiser. We will know by then whether that's going to be a consensus position. And I know that I'm repeating myself here, but I think it's worthwhile. For the Sunrise discussion, we are asking you, and you should all go back to your respective groups and discuss this on Tuesday. Should none of you be interested in further discussing the question of Sunrise, it's not worthwhile pushing it back to the working group for further deliberations. That's the only point, and I should have made this clearer yesterday. But those are the dependencies. You know, I'm one. I don't want to waste 40 people's time for a moot exercise. So if we know that this would not be carried in council for Sunrise, and at the moment we are stuck with SSBSO, you know, then we should leave it like that and just delete that from the recommendations. But that's the point where I need a more informed.
Was it, when you say strong support, was it only the registries that opposed it? I remember looking back, but it was kind of confusing because it was in two different places. It would be good to have that background. I know we got to go, so I'll drop it.
No, the registrars opposed as well. It's not just you.
Well, did the registrars participate in that call?
The registrars made their position known, yes.
So how could it be strong support if the contracted parties uniformly said no?
Can we take that offline?
Okay, yeah. Well,
I'm more than happy. You know, I've been explaining the consensus call determination for hours, right? So I'm more than happy to answer your questions. So don't perceive this to be evasive, but I think we need to move on.
Really do need to wrap it up. We've got 10 minutes to be in shape to meet with the GAC. So thanks for trying to bring us further up to speed, Thomas. We'll close the session now. We'll stop the recording. Thanks.